Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, sunny today with a high near 84 degrees. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 60. And on Thursday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 84. And in the news for today, in a report from this morning's Wisconsin Examiner, Wisconsinites who benefit from President Joe Biden's student loan forgiveness plan are going to see a higher bill when they file their state income taxes next year. Under the plan, borrowers who earn less than $125,000 will have at least $10,000 in student loan debt wiped away. Borrowers who receive federal Pell grants meant for low-income borrowers who demonstrate exceptional financial need are eligible to have up to $20,000 in debt forgiven. But in Wisconsin, this loan forgiveness counts as taxable income, meaning borrowers will have to pay hundreds of dollars more in taxes. Wisconsin is one of six states in which forgiven student loan debt is likely to be taxed. According to the Tax Foundation, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank, most states follow the federal tax code, which last year was updated as part of the American Rescue Plan to temporarily exempt student debt forgiveness from being taxed. However, 13 states, including Wisconsin, stray from the federal tax code. Wisconsin is in line with federal code as of December 31, 2020. Because this was before the ARPA was passed, the discharge of the student debt still counts as taxable income. A Tax Foundation official told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that most Wisconsin borrowers will be taxed about $530 on the debt discharge. There is still time to change the rules before tax filings are due next year. Democratic Governor Tony Evers said he's in favor of addressing the issue in the next state budget, but Republican leadership in the legislature has stayed quiet over their plans. One Republican, Representative Adam Neelon from Pewaukee, told the Journal Sentinel that he opposed eliminating the tax. "This might be the first tax break I'd oppose," he said. Again, this information is used with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. The La Crosse Tribune reports that Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, a Democrat running for U.S. Senate, logged more than 10 times as many hours of security than his predecessor, an issue that Republican Senator Ron Johnson is raising in the hotly contested race. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported Tuesday that Barnes averaged more than 13 and a half hours of security protection a day, including weekdays, weekends, and holidays, at a daily cost to the state of $660 for a patrol officer's wages. The campaign for Barnes, the state's first black lieutenant governor, declined to say whether he has received threats and referred the question to state security officials. Since taking office in January 2019, Barnes has received security protection at official events and also during campaign and personal activities. His predecessor, Republican Rebecca Clefish, declined security while performing personal tasks. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.